Good morning, church. It is good to see you again this morning. It's good to see you every week, though. Well, this morning we have the pleasure of welcoming Pastor Bobbitt and his congregation. So it is nice to be able to meet with other people who are born again, to have kindred spirits immediately. We have the same foundation. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Let's praise God. Father, we thank you for today, that we can open up our mouths, we can show forth the praises that we have in us. We got songs to sing here this morning. So Father, as we begin to worship you now in spirit and in truth, we just ask that once again, your Holy Spirit would be present here, moving in and about us, and that it would just be a powerful time of worship. And we thank you for this now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond. blue.
Hallelujah.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen. You will find that in Psalm 89. And if you have found that to be true, go and greet each other this morning.
With my mouth will I make known I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one, that your joy may be full.
Hallelujah. I was sitting here looking at our sheet music that we have, and it says, composer unknown, but the author is not. We know who the author of those words is.
Triumph song, glory, Lord. Christian soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen.
Soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe wind fails below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of peace be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble beneath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, we'll vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen.
Dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life. Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection. in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Amen.
Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. About Jesus, let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. Servant, humble and meek, Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are. Servant today.
There is a river
hearts filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees a soul from sin. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Amen.
There is a river that flows from deep within. Hallelujah. The Bible says, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Rivers of living water. What a wonderful thing that will be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I need your help. I pray, O Lord, lead me and guide me. And help me to pray. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and the utmost part of the earth. You shall receive power. And we pray, Lord, let this power come upon us today. Let this power be manifested upon this place, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for having it your way today. Not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you have given us power. You have given us the anointing. You have given us the Holy Ghost inside us. And we pray, O Lord, that we will take it seriously. We're not going to take it lightly, but we're going to go into the world and preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is my God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the high praises of God will be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. We are going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in our mouth. And we thank you, Lord. Jesus says to the disciples, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believes on me, the things that I do, he will do also. And greater things than these shall he do, because I'm going unto my Father. Hallelujah. Yes, he has given us the power. We can do greater things than Jesus did. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us use the power that you have given us. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. For it is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. Oh, he sitteth us upon high places. Praise his holy name. O Lord, by thee we have run through a troop. By my God have we jumped over a wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What else can we ask? We got everything. He make us sit in high places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us realize today who we are in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day, Lord. We are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let us not neglect the gift that is within us, which is given us by prophecy, by the laying hands of the presbytery. Let us meditate upon those things. Let us give ourselves wholly unto them, that our profiting may appear to all. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let us not leave today the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for moving in the midst of us mightily today. I pray that you anoint the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Anoint every ear that will hear the word today and receive it, we pray. Thank you for giving him freedom to preach. Give him clarity of mind. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Lord, we thank you also, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You have supplied our needs, and you are going to supply our needs. And we want to thank you today out of what you have given us to give to the work of the Lord. Oh, let us today give with gladness. And the Bible says, as every man purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things that may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you today for victory, Lord. We thank you, Father, for touching every heart today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for having it your way. Thank you for touching everyone that gives a testimony. We pray for the anointing upon them. And Lord, to you we give all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Your praise to your name will I bring. You are the mighty God. You are the King of kings. You are King of all kings. song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name will I bring. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord of lords. You are King of all kings. Now I return to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
We could have a prayer time, and I got a request here. Please pray for Jerry Victory and Glenn Pope. They are in need of physical, mental, and spiritual healing. Please keep them in prayer. And this is for the Bay Area. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please keep up the good spiritual ministry of EAEC. We really are blessed to receive your literature. Please pray for Sister Shirley and myself. We are looking for a new apartment. And this is brother Sam Henry and Sister Shirley, and they are elderly couple living in the Bay Area. And this is a request from Germany. Sophia has a birthday. This is Gina's and Raymond's daughter. Sophia has a birthday on September 16th. She will then be 10 years old. Would you please pray for her on a Sunday following her birthday in church? Her new year of life will be a very important one and set the course for her future, because in a few weeks we will have to decide which secondary school she will go. She will leave primary school next year in June. And please greet the congregation from us. It's important to understand in Germany there's a very strong law that simply states this, that you cannot do homeschooling. There are no Christian schools in Germany, and they have to go to public schools. This law that is in Germany actually dates back to the time of Hitler, back in the 1930s. They never changed that. So we pray for that. Also pray for Karen Ackerman. She's up from Michigan. She was going to have spinal surgery, but they postponed it, so she's going in on the 11th. So we're going to pray for her again. And this is from Emma Deaton. Could you please pray for my boyfriend, Matthew? He really, really needs prayers right now. He's getting spiritually attacked at work by his coworkers and managers, and he wants to move out here, but his plans keep getting stalled. Please pray he'll be protected, that the guys at work will chill out and leave him alone. This is a girl. She's 19 years old. Chill out, huh? Then he have patience and faithfulness as he waits, and then he'll be able to move out here sooner or later. Thanks, and please pass the word on. The more people we have praying for him, the better, as far as I'm concerned. And we want to thank the people that helped us last week with Social Security taxes. We still need more people to help us. We would pray that God will bless you so that you can give. The price of oil went up at the beginning of the week, but fell back and ended up at $87.24 per barrel. This is 72 cents down since the week before. There's only one thing to do, but that's to keep praying that God will force price of oil down. The reason given for the vice early in the week was that OPEC had met and announced the demand for oil is down, and therefore they are going to cut production in order to remove the glut from the market. Let's remember that the high oil prices mean high food prices, and the people in third world nation cannot afford to feed its people. And then the last one here is from Chico, California. Michelle and Mark just had her second child. The baby was born 1 month early. He's having trouble breathing. His name is Reese. Please pray that little Reese will be healed and that they will be able to bring him home soon. So those of you that like usually come up here to pray, come on up here. We could have our prayer time.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you that you're a willing listener to our requests. And right now I just bring before you this couple, Michelle and Miles, that have had their second child who was born prematurely and is now having trouble breathing. So we pray, Father, that you would touch Reese and that he would be able to breathe, and that this couple will be able to bring him home soon. And we know that in the spirit realm it is very hard for babies when they're not bonded with their parents right away. So we just rebuke all the work of the enemy that would harm this little baby as he's helplessly sitting there in the hospital. We pray, Father, that that bonding would come and he would be healed spiritually in his soul as well as in his body.
Father God, we lift up Sophia to you in Germany, Gina's daughter, and we thank you, Father God, that your hand is upon her, Lord, and we've known her for several years now, and we've prayed for her before. And Lord, she's leaving primary school and going to secondary school, or what we would call junior high, I believe. And, you know, I have to reflect back on that. It's a big deal. It's, you know, going into junior high school. So we thank you, Father God, for keeping your hand upon her, blessing her, Lord, putting her in the right place with the right people, with the right friends. And let her know that... your hand is upon her life. You are interested in her individually. And we just thank you for guiding her, Lord. And also that she would do well in school. She would be among the brightest and the best, Lord. And that she would believe that about herself and receive it. That she will be excelling. And then also we thank you for being with this Karen Ackerman as she goes into spinal surgery, that you will guide the hands of the surgeons, and that she will come out in A1 condition. We also thank you, Father God, that you would increase her faith. We know that doctors don't do any healing. You do the healing. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you that it can be skipped altogether and that healing would come and she would not even need the surgery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for Samuel Henry and Shirley Henry. This couple has been faithful in providing us donations every month. And I pray, Jesus, that you will be with this couple and that you will help them, that you will bless them. Bless them abundantly as they're looking for a new apartment and help them to find the perfect apartment for them, something they can afford in good condition and everything that will be perfect for their situation. In Jesus' name.
Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in our church and throughout this world. Lord, we come to you and we pray, Lord God, that you drive these prices down on the oil. They've been up to $100 above and now they're back down to $87. But there's really no change at the pump. It's still $3.85 or $3.90 or $4.08. And so as far as I'm concerned, we're being ripped off here in America. We're being ripped off at the pumps. We're being ripped off by the high oil prices. And Lord God, I pray that you will do something supernaturally to cause these prices to fall in America and throughout the world. And there is people going hungry, and there is people that cannot go and do what they need to do because of the high prices. So Lord God, I pray that you will intervene in a mighty way to change the situation that we have in America with the oil and the gas prices. Giving you all the praise and honor and glory and thanking you for Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you that you are, Lord, our only source.
You are the Jehovah Jireh provider. Oh Lord, we trust in you, Lord, that you are going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We want to thank everyone that sent money to this ministry. And we pray for many blessings upon them who send sacrificially to this ministry. And we thank those who also are going to give. And we pray, O Lord, that you put in the heart of every person that listening to us, watching us, that they will, O Lord, contribute. That they will give to the work of the Lord. We pray for a big sum. And we know, Lord, that you are going to bring it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for getting this bill paid off. The taxes will be paid off once and for all, and your name will be glorified. Because you are the one, the provider. You are the one that touched the hearts of people all around the world to send. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, for being our source, for being our only our keeper in the shade on our right hand. And we want to thank you and praise you. And Lord, our eyes will be upon you, Lord. Even when we don't know where it's going to come from, oh Lord, we trust in you. And we're going to keep eyes upon you. We're going to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And thank you, Father, for providing all the needs of this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Now, Father God, we thank you and praise you for Matthew being a friend of Imogene Deaton. And he needs prayers, and he's being spiritually attacked at work by his co-workers and managers. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that he's taking this time to grow closer to Jesus, to firmly believe in Jesus, that you will protect him through everything that those people can do, that he will only keep saying, thank you, Jesus, for helping me. What do I do here? What do I say here? And we pray that he always call on you when he gets attacked. And we pray for his protection, but that he be growing in the Lord, coming closer to Jesus Christ and being stronger in the Lord as he's being attacked. And we thank you, Father, that he'll be able to move out here sooner than later, and that more people will be praying for him. But we thank you and praise you that he's growing in the Lord, Father God. Is he waiting upon you? Don't let him have fear. We bind and chain and gag all fear in the name of Jesus. Give him the faith in Jesus Christ and let it grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we want to lift up Sister Gary and Brother Glenn to you, Father God. These are two broken people, Heavenly Father, and you know their struggle. Father God, they're broken. They've been hurt by friends, family, and even a church. Father God, I lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. Please heal their bodies, heal their minds, Father God, and heal their spirit. There's a tremendous soul damage there, Father God. Please heal. Send your angels to them, Father God. Minister to them. Love them. Shower them with your unconditional love, Father God, that they will know that you are near and that you are there, Father God. They need you. They need your presence, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, right now we bind and chain and gag any torture that would come against them, that would come to their bodies, that would come to their mind, that would come to their spirit. We bind it and chain it and cast it into prison by your holy angels, Father God. And we thank you and praise you that there will be victory over their situation, that they will have peace of mind, and that they will be able to heal in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
My Heavenly Father, we lift up Lois Amaka to you today. We do not know why she's not here. And Father God, we just pray that whatever is ailing her, Lord, that you will touch her right now with your Holy Ghost and heal her. And we also lift up Jan Peterson to you, Father God. Lord, we learn to love that brother. as he was with us here for 2 weeks, Father God, in this church. And Lord, I just pray right now as he sits in Sweden that you will help him to find a job, Lord, as he put an application in today on the internet. And Father God, you will give him a job so he'll be able to get some money saved up, Lord. And we praise you for ministering to him, Lord. And there's another man that you gave hope. Hope that Jesus Christ is our friend, our healer, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for touching him right now. And Father God, we want to thank you for every prayer to be spoken here. They're on the altar right now. The smoke is going up in front of you, Father God, in heaven. And in due time, it will be answered. And we praise you, and we thank you, and we bless you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
I wasn't in the room when you read this request for Sophia, but I see it's her birthday today, right?
2 days ago.
Oh, it says the 18th.
Probably the 18th, but it's the 16th.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so she'll be 10. She's 10 years old. So anyway, we want to say happy birthday. I don't know if she's listening because I don't have any idea what time it is in Germany.
Well, they are listening right now.
Oh, okay. So anyway.
That's her up on the street.
Oh, good looking girl. So yeah, happy birthday, Sophia. So. It's nice to get a birthday at 10. It's not as nice when you... Well, it's always nice to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You just don't look forward to them as much later. But it's nice to have them, that's for sure. Okay, so we're going to take testimonies if anyone's got a testimony today. Okay, Bob.
Morning, everyone. It's a great day. We've been given permission to laugh by the pastor today, so maybe I can help you with that. The first thing, however, is I had some problems last night. Diane and I have been having some problems. We're not kids anymore, involving breathing and what have you. And so some of you may not know it, but it was a time when Jason and I really poured out the music up here and gave it all we had. Power. I used to stamp my foot, and Ina loved that part. But so yesterday, or last night, I said, I can't take it any longer. So I got out my guitar. It's a Gibson guitar, too. You guys know what the feds are doing to the Gibson company, putting them out of business. It's true. They were told if they move to Madagascar, they'll ease up on them. Otherwise, they confiscated a lot of wood and everything else from the Gibson guitar company because it's such a successful company and a producer of one of the few companies that's hired 580 people in the last year or so while everybody else is being let off. So you can put two and two together and know why they've been categorized. Anyway, so I grabbed my Gibson feds and I thought, well, I'm going to wail. I'm going to do some Jason and Bob music. And I did for a while when I got really breathless. And so this morning, the devil really put it on me. So I arrived here today. I had to go back in the office and open Galatians and read from it and pray that that would be taken away. Because even when I got up to do singing, which normally I harmonize, you can't hear me over there. But right away, the devil said, you're finished, buddy. You're not a kid anymore. Your days of singing and playing music are over. How'd you like to have that going on in the front row? But you know, if you know anything about Satan and the demons, you know the most dangerous place on the earth for anyone is not a bar or out there. It's the front row of a Bible-believing church, because that's where the attack is the most fierce. That's why I sit up next to John to lend a certain amount of power. Anyway, but while the music was playing, it was really hardcore pain and acid. And all at once, it left me. Then I really got jealous when Jason did the little solo up here. I said, I want to do that with him, man. I was even doing air guitar over there. Now for the laugh part. We really, years ago, at another church we went to, it's a pretty good-sized church, Spirit-filled church, and the assistant pastor there was from South Africa, big booming guy, Harry Spikerman. So one time they said at a meeting, we need some people. We're going to do this program called Giants of the Faith. And we were talking about it, and we need somebody to play Abraham and Sarah. And when everybody said, who shall we pick? They all picked you, Bob and Diane. Well, I said, Harry, you got some case. Diane is the shyest woman that ever lived. She used to be. She's the kind that took an F. Remember in school, you took an F rather than stand up and speak, with, you know, give your piece before people. Otherwise, she got A's. I said, this is how little faith I had. So I said, no way. Number one, I'm not going to do it. Number two, Diane would never do anything like that in front of people. So they asked Diane. She said, sure. I couldn't believe it. So here's the laugh part, you know. I thought, well, it won't be so bad. We'll be all up the platform. There'll be other people there. They said, well, you got to wear this thing. They give me this thing to wear, you know, like I used to wear. Got my nice little Irish leg sticking out there. I said, oh, no way. Later we found out, no, it wasn't going to be that way. First of all, the place was used to be a warehouse. There were no windows. So when they turned the lights out, you can imagine, it was pitch black. Pitch black. And the way it opened, the guy over on the side, a little light by a desk, and he gave the little overview, Giants of the Faith. And he said, and it all began with Abraham and Sarah. And then, with a little tiny pin light, we had to make our way up the platform in the pitch black, try not to be seen, and get up there ready for the spotlight. And Diane, the shyest woman in the world, was first, Sarah. And all at once, it pitch black, and this shy wife of mine, the spotlight goes, pew! And there she is, all alone. We had to be up alone. It was a one-at-a-time thing. And she did her thing, you know, about laughing and the whole thing. So we know that lesson pretty well. And then, of course, I was second and snapped there with my little Irish leg sticking out and do my Abraham bit. But that's the humor for today. Oh, I guess you had to have been there, right, Thomas? Or maybe you wouldn't. Anyway, God bless you all.
Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Well, I'm going to testify this, that God is always taking care of us. And he's given us, and we're in construction, and he keeps giving us work. One job after the other. So it is a blessing. So I'm going to say that, and I'm thankful for that. Okay, I'm going to close in prayer then. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for the wherewithal to be coming down here to church, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you give us the provision to make it. You give us the will to come. And we thank you for the word that's spoken here. We thank you for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you for a good, sound mind, and that you will preserve that in us, and that we will be able to go forth and finish the race. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, deserve is for Jesus your name. There's power in